20. Complexion of the inner Earth. Question: are all planets hollow? Answered by Ashta from the Galactic Command. Know that there's life on all the planets in your solar system. These are your brothers and sisters living in a higher dimension than you, and whose electrons are vibrating at a greater velocity. Your electrons will soon pick up speed, and will be spinning at a rate that will propel you into the fifth dimension of light, where we all await you. For your information, you are all living on a hollow Earth. Your brothers and sisters who reside on other planets in your solar system are also living on planets whose cores are hollow. All planets in your solar system are hollow, with life both ion and on them. Your sun, Helios, has a hollow core, as all suns do. The light emanating from your sun is cold, not hot as you have been taught to believe. It only reaches a higher temperature when it comes in contact with your atmosphere. All celestial bodies are hollow, as this is the way they are formed. It is time that these truths were brought to Earth. We, in the Galactic Command, travel to all the planets in your solar system, and are able to see them firsthand. Soon you will have the capacity to travel to the other planets, and witness their true structure as well. Just know that all you've been led to believe will be open to dispute as you rise in consciousness. Question: what do the oceans and mountains look like on the inside of the globe? The Earth's interior is the mirror image of the surface foundation. Everything is in reverse order in the inside of the Earth. The mountain ranges are in direct proportion to the dimensions of the Earth's cavity, and tower above the landscape. The oceans are larger than life, and flow calmly and swiftly around the inside of the globe. The air is crisp and clean, and the sand is white. The central sun is dimmer than the sun on the outside, and reflects the light from the heavens. The cities are all nestled in lush woodlands, overflowing with flowers and huge trees. There is green growth surrounding all man-made structures. Everything is in perpetual blossom and bloom. It is a land of wonder and beauty. All is in perfect proportion to the size of the circumference of the interior. Everything is larger than life. Even the great beings who inhabit the interior are larger than the mortals on the outside. All is beauty, and all is in a heavenly state of bliss. Just picture the interior foundation reflecting the exterior foundation, with mountain ranges higher, and the ocean currents swifter, and the green land growth lush beyond compare. You do not need to picture a change in the contour of the land. It is still in its pristine beauty, and replicates how life on the surface once was. The exact location of the mountain ranges and oceans is not necessary to know at this time. What is necessary to know is that this inner world exists, and coexists with the surface, under peaceful and contrary conditions. The tunnels and spaceport in the hollow Earth. Know that cataclysmic weather conditions are in store for your surface population. Many negative thought forms are being released from your bodies and from the Earth, and these are causing drastic atmospheric imbalances, resulting in tornadoes, earthquakes, and other variable conditions. Up north, where it's colder and the days are shorter, people will begin to see a change in their weather and seasonal patterns. The days will grow longer, and the seasons will begin to merge into one another, just as they do in the hollow Earth. In the hollow Earth, there is a constant temperature in the low 70s. This constant temperature allows the people to live in relative ease and comfort, for no obstacles impede their activities. The hollow Earth is a paradise, with tall, graceful mountains jutting into the sky, and large, clear, clean lakes and oceans that abound with life. The diet in the hollow Earth is strictly vegetarian, and people are healthy, robust, and strong. They, too, have isolated themselves from the surface population, although they come and leave the Earth freely using the spacecraft that are kept there in the spaceport in the inside of the Earth. So although they are inside the Earth, they have freedom and health, and abundance and peace, all the necessary components of life that you on the surface have been crying out for. There is free travel between the subterranean cities and the hollow Earth through the tunnels, using our electromagnetic trains that can take us from one part of the Earth to another in a fraction of the time it takes you on the surface. Our transportation is quick and efficient, and burns no fuels. Therefore, there's no pollution underground. We long for the day when you on the surface can travel freely to the hollow Earth, where you'll be greeted with great joy and love. It is this return to the land of Eden that you are all crying out for. We too await this day, as all of us in the subterranean cities will join with you in the celebration, merging all our civilizations into one.